From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At least 100 people were killed and many more injured after an explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno. The fire started Thursday at a gas plant in the town of Nui when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in black clouds of billowing smoke. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief visit to Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. It's the first time in 12 years that an Indian prime minister visited Pakistan. From Islamabad, Ayaz Ghul has the story.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian Prime Minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani Prime Minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer.
Mulaqat mein alal umum is baat ka izhar kiya gaya.
Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Elsewhere in the region, a powerful earthquake struck South Asia Friday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reported that the quake measured a magnitude 6.2 and was centered in the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan. So far, 17 people have been reported injured. From Washington, this is VOA News. Walid Amualem, Syria's foreign minister, says his country's ready to participate in peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference.
The foreign minister's promise is coupled with a prayer for peace. As Syrian Christians gathered to light a Christmas tree late Thursday, Syria's foreign minister met with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing Thursday to reach a consensus on how to pursue a political settlement towards peace. China is a key member of the UN Security Council that unanimously approved the peace roadmap last week. Talks could begin as soon as January. In a related story, an airstrike near the Syrian capital of Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Alouch, who led one of the most powerful groups fighting President Bashar Assad's government. Alouch was one of the most powerful rebel commanders, and his group controls large parts of the Damascus suburbs. The Army of Islam faction is the most powerful group fighting government forces, as well as fighting the Islamic State group near Damascus. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. The UN Children's Fund warns poor rainfall and the El Niño weather phenomenon are putting hundreds of thousands of children at risk of hunger and disease in parts of eastern and southern Africa. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund reports the well-being of hundreds of thousands of children already suffering from food shortages is likely to worsen under these conditions. Spokesman Christoph Bouyerak says it is particularly concerned about high levels of malnutrition among young children in Malawi.
Almost half of the children are already undernourished because Malawi struggles to cope with drought and with the first maize deficit in a decade.
Bouyerak says El Niño, severe flooding, and a prolonged drought, as well as a stagnant economy, have added to the country's food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan released a new video Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing of an Afghan security outpost and several other violent acts, including some carried out in neighboring Pakistan. The Islamic State, which controls large areas in Iraq and Syria, released a map in January that identified Khorasan as its province. That includes areas of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.